And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The usually smooth routine of Rupert Barlow's luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay has been badly upset since the unwelcome arrival of Oliver Wilson, the dashing young man brought back from Bermuda by Julia Dixon, Rupert's secretary and housekeeper. And now that Julia has said she will marry the young man, Rupert is even more uneasy. However, Oliver's behavior of the past 24 hours has encouraged him somewhat. Right now we find Rupert in the library, where he's reading the afternoon paper. And as Julia enters, we hear...
Rupert, do you mind if I have a few words with you?
Of course not, Julia. Please come in. Nothing would please me more. Sit down, my dear. Sit down.
I won't keep you a minute. I just wanted to speak to you about tonight.
Tonight? What about it, Julia? You and I will drive over to Rose Haven, pick up Mary Noble and Miss Marlowe. And then we'll drive straight into New York, where I've ordered dinner. I assume that Tom Bryson will meet us there, but that's for Mary to arrange.
I didn't mean exactly that.
Well, then what? It's all perfectly simple. Of course, I'm sorry that your young man won't be with us. He's certainly showing shocking manners by staying away without at least calling you. Hmm? But then, what can you expect? The fellow's an obvious charlatan.
Oliver is back.
The devil, you say. When did he get here?
About an hour ago.
Well, where is he now?
He's in his room, resting.
Well, I'll be hanged. And just what excuse did he have for making off with my car and staying out overnight?
He had a very convincing explanation.
What was it?
I don't think I have to tell you.
Why not? It was my car, wasn't it? I should think I had a right to know what kind of excuse he's cooked up.
I'm fairly sure that you already know.
I know? Why should I know where your infernal young gigolo spends his time?
Are you trying to convince me that you had nothing to do with his absence?
Oh, what are you talking about, Julia? You're not making sense.
Oh, never mind, Rupert. I don't care to discuss it right now. But if I were you, I'd have a serious talk with Victor.
What about Victor? What's he got to do with any of this?
I'll leave that to you to figure out. I'm going up to wake Oliver now.
Just a minute, Julia. I don't want you to leave like this after making all those veiled charges. What am I supposed to know about this miserable Wilson's disappearance?
Why don't you talk it over with Victor? He's your faithful supporter. He's always arranged everything to suit you, even if it takes violence.
I wish you'd speak out and say what you mean.
I just wanted you to know that both Oliver and I will be ready to leave whenever you are.
All right. Since that makes you so happy... I'm sure I don't know what kind of rot he's been telling you, but I can see he's managed to convince you. I suppose you still want to throw your life away on that good-for-nothing...
It's not necessary to be insulting, Rupert. I've told you what I plan to do. You might at least wish me happiness. I think my 10 years of devotion to you have earned me that much.
How can I wish you happiness when it's so plain that you're walking straight into a booby trap? Can't you realize that this young Oliver Wilson is nothing but an adventurer?
Then why does he want to marry me? What do I have to offer an adventurer? He knows that I have only a small amount of money. He doesn't care.
Well, I can't figure that out. I'll admit that. But I know that you'll be making a mistake of your life if you marry that man.
We'll see. Personally, I believe that I made the mistake of my life when I took your first promise seriously.
Rupert Barlow's anger overcomes him, and he throws the paper down with force. As Julia Dixon walks calmly from the room and up the massive stairway. A few moments later, we hear her knock softly on Oliver Wilson's door. And then...
Who is it?
It's Julia.
Julia, my dear, come right in.
Oliver, I don't want to disturb you, but it's getting late and I...
Well, I'm already up, my dear, just as you can see. I've had my shower and my shave, and I'm practically ready to go. Please come in for a moment, won't you? That is, if you think it's quite proper to visit me when I'm in my robe and my slippers.
Oh, Oliver, I'll take that chance.
Good. Then do come in. Sit down for a bit.
Did you have a good nap?
Yes, I did, Julia. Matter of fact, I'm quite refreshed.
Are you absolutely sure? I've been so worried about you ever since you told me of that horrible experience. Why, I can't get over it. Being forced out of your car by thugs and being held overnight and beaten up, too.
Don't think about it, my pet. I'd never mention it. Except, I had to tell you why I was away so long. But you did know I'd come back as soon as possible. You must know that I'd never let you down, Julia.
I didn't think you would. Oh, but, Oliver, I was so worried.
Put it out of your mind, my dear.
But, darling, I think you ought to bring this out into the open, to call the police, to get to the bottom of it all.
Please, let me do this my own way. I know what I'm doing.
But something may happen. Something far worse.
Nonsense. I'll be on guard from now on. Don't you worry about me. Nothing will ever happen to me again. I'm sitting on top of the world, Julia. Do you know that? Right smack on top of the world.
Oh, you are sweet. I had no idea you'd be so happy just because I said I'd marry you.
And who said you'd... I mean, why not? I tell you, Julia, I'm looking forward to this evening. A theater, dinner, it's all very festive.
I hope you won't be too tired to enjoy it.
I expect to enjoy every moment of this evening. You'll never know what it means to me.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I enjoy the theater, as a spectator, of course. I can't for the life of me see what pull it has for so many people.
Well, I expect it's the glamour that surrounds it.
That smelling dark box of a place. Nothing is more dismal than an empty theater. I don't see why a woman like Claudia Vincent, for example, wants to bother with a theater.
Why, it was the most wonderful break in the world for her when Larry Noble got her into this play.
I don't see why. What does a girl like that want with a stage career anyway? With all her money and position.
Claudia?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you must be imagining things, Oliver.
And what do you mean?
Why, Claudia Vincent hasn't a penny to her name.
What? I don't believe it.
But I know. She's just managed to get by on her wits. Why, she's been trying to blackmail Rupert for years, but she hasn't succeeded.
Julia, are you just saying this because you don't like her?
Of course not. Although it's quite true that I don't like her, but, well, I happen to know the whole story about Claudia. Whatever gave you the idea she was rich?
I don't know. I guess it's something someone told me.
Well, it's the most ridiculous story.
I can't believe it. It's impossible.
Well, why should it surprise you, sir, to learn that Claudia isn't an heiress? Well, what difference does it make?
Look here, Julia. Be a good girl. Let me finish dressing, will you? I'll be ready in half an hour.
Yes, of course, Oliver. I should go and dress myself.
Good,
but...
Deadly. You run along. I'll see you very soon. Very soon indeed.
But Oliver...
Never mind. You better go. That's a good girl. Goodbye, Julia.
Julia Dixon stands in front of the closed door for several moments, trying to figure out this sudden mood of Oliver's. At the same time, in nearby Rosehaven, Mary Noble steps out of the dressing room in a robe and slippers. And as she sits down at the dressing table, her friend Maud Marlowe, who lives with them, comes in. And we hear...
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, dear, but I'm having the most awful struggle with this zipper. Caught on my slip and it simply won't budge.
Oh, let me see if I can fix it, Maud.
I've been trying for ages. I'm nearly frantic. See, there. It's caught right there.
Oh, I see. Now, just hold still. It's just a little catch here.
Yes, I'm afraid I put on weight. Used to fasten very easily.
Oh, don't budge now. I think I have it. Here, hold this together if you can while I pull.
All right, but I swear it's tighter.
Oh, steady now. Hold your breath.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Oh, I have put on weight. This is actually tight.
Oh, it looks awfully well.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now, is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll be dressed in a few minutes. And I promised to play Parcheesi with Larry Jr. till Rupert comes for us.
Oh, then I'd better go and let you finish.
Oh, I do hope this evening goes well. Quite a lot depends on it.
Well, what do you mean?
I want to convince Larry that I'm not just being catty about Claudia. I want him to know that I'm trying to be nice.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I hope Claudia falls flat on her face her very first entrance.
Maud Marlowe!
Can't help it. That's how I feel.
And backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, Larry and Claudia are sitting in Larry's dressing room.
Well, that's over at any rate. No more rehearsals. It'll be the real thing tonight.
Oh, I feel absolutely sure that I'll be a success.
Well, you're in a really exalted mood, Claudia. I can't get over it.
Why?
Well, I should think you'd be nervous, the way you felt yesterday. I hope you keep up this mood.
Oh, don't worry about me, Larry. Not ever again. I'm set for life for the rest of my life.
Well, it's fine to feel that way, but... It is a little previous to make a statement like that.
Oh, you're wrong, Larry. You don't know how wrong, but you'll soon find out what a shock this is going to be to a lot of people I know. What a perfect revenge.
Larry Noble looked at Claudia Vincent with concern, wondering if she is becoming hysterical. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.